Earlier this year, we took you into the world of Clubhouse. That's a social media app based entirely on real, live audio conversation, which has attracted a number of celebrities. Like this conversation that Elon Musk had when he joined an interview show back in February.
Elon, what can I say? You know, thank you so much. I hope you had a fun time for your first time on Clubhouse. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it's great. This is awesome. I didn't even know it existed a week ago, so it seems cool.
Well, other companies like Facebook and Twitter and Discord are scrambling to perfect their own social audio apps to challenge Clubhouse. But could all of this hanging out in audio chat be just a passing pandemic fad? And for more on that, we're joined by NPR tech correspondent Shannon Bond. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Yeah, I'm going to just say it. This kind of feels like we're reporting on our demise.
Well, let's just think of a new opportunity for places for people
yes.
to hear you.
Let's talk about these new opportunities. I mean, this goes beyond podcasts. These are places and spaces where fans and content creators talk and perform music. I've hosted a couple of combos on Clubhouse. But there are now way more competitors out there. Tell us more about them.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, it's kind of hard to name a company right now that's not building a Clubhouse competitor. Probably the one people may be most familiar with is Twitter Spaces, which is up and running. It's Twitter's basically Clubhouse clone. But there's also one from Reddit, the messaging app Discord, which has had audio chat for a while, now has a more sort of Clubhouse style, like audio room with audiences. Even LinkedIn is reportedly working on audio. And of course, the elephant in the room is Facebook, and it says it's going to launch audio rooms. So audio is absolutely like the hot format in social media right now.
You've actually spoken to some of the folks trying to make it in this world as audio-only influencers. How are they navigating these new spaces?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think a lot of these spaces are being defined very much by the people using them. So one early adopter of audio I spoke to is named Risha Howard. She's a mom of four in Indiana. She's a YouTuber. She started off using Clubhouse last year. Then she got invited by Twitter to try out Spaces when it was first testing. And that's where she really got hooked. Here's what she told me.
They said they wanted it to feel like a dinner party. They wanted you to feel like you were hosting people in your living room. Well, that's my thing. I love to have people in my living room. I love for us to sit on the couch together with a glass of wine in our hands and we just go at it for hours together, having a good time.
And, you know, along the way, she's building this following. She's gone from less than 100 followers on Twitter to more than 5,000 now. She calls herself the Queen of Spaces.
The Queen of Spaces. What have the companies themselves said about how they'd support these content creators? Can you make money the same way on these apps as you would, say, if you were a TikTok or Instagram influencer?
I mean, that's the big question, right, is like what does it take for these creators to make money? And folks at the companies, it's good for them to have high-quality content that people want to be listening to. It keeps people on the apps. Clubhouse and Facebook, they've started these funds to pay some creators to launch shows. I mean, some of the companies are also doing things like letting listeners tip their favorite hosts. They're exploring ticket sales for exclusive events. And that means you don't have to be somebody with a huge following, you know, to get that brand deal. You could put out your tip jar. You could decide to put on a workshop and sell tickets. It's kind of giving people a lot more scale.
Mm. You know, when we spoke about Clubhouse earlier this year, NPR arts editor Nina Gregory described it as a third space, as this way where she could hang out in public with others during this pandemic, you know, because they can't really hang out at libraries and parks and cafes. Do you think that description really gets to why these apps are so popular right now?
I think it does. You know, these conversations, for the most part, you know, they're live. They're mostly ephemeral unless you choose to record them, and most people don't. And I think for many people, this was sort of the closest they could get in the past year to, you know, being out in public and having maybe the kind of serendipitous conversations you would have with other people. Risha Howard told me about early on when she was trying out Twitter Spaces. She sort of out of the blue sent a DM, a direct message to the rapper Soulja Boy and asked him to do a space with her. She said she wasn't even following him at the time. To her surprise, he said yes. Now they've hosted a few spaces together. And she's like, that's just not something that would have happened elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm also wondering, though, what kinds of concerns do these audio-only apps raise? I mean, it must be really challenging to moderate live audio, for example.
Yeah, that question of moderation, I mean, that's been something Clubhouse has come under a lot of scrutiny over. There have been reports of harassment, bullying, and then, of course, misinformation. That has forced Clubhouse to tighten up its rules. There are also concerns about accessibility for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. And so you see companies like Twitter adding live captions to their spaces, for example. But there's probably, I think, still a long way to go to make these features truly accessible.
Well, the big question, Shannon, will any of this last? I mean, if you have the crystal ball, I think all the companies probably want to talk to you, right?
That's right. I mean, that is a big question. You know, if people can go back in person and see each other in person, how much time are they going to spend randomly chatting on their smartphones? But, you know, many of these companies I talk to, Facebook, Twitter, Discord, you know, to a large part, they're betting that habits have changed. The head of the Facebook app, Fiji Simo, told me she sees audio today as what video was a few years ago. This is just another format that people are going to be excited about using to connect. And so it makes sense to invest in it.
That's NPR tech correspondent Shannon Bond. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks, Tanya. I enjoyed it.